Morning, welcome to our meeting. It is 8:30 a.m. on November 19th, 2024. And time to convene the regular meeting of the Snohomish County PD Board of Commissioners. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Joining me today are Commissioner Rebecca Wolf, John Harlow, our CEO, Colin Willenbrock, our Chief Legal Officer, Allison Morrison, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, and Morgan Stolzner, Deputy Clerk of the Board. Commissioner Tony Olson, Vice President, is absent at this time. Please mute or turn off your cell phones or other electronic devices. So our first item on the agenda is Office of the Washington State Auditor, and Sean Hunstuck is here to facilitate this conversation. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thank you, Commissioners. Sean Hunstuck, Senior Manager, Controller, and Auditor. It's my pleasure to introduce a familiar face, Tom Bernard from the Washington State Auditor's Office. He's here to report on the compliance for the district with the Energy Independence Act for 2023. And with that, I will turn it over to Tom.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Commissioners, for your time this morning. I appreciate the opportunity to present to you the results of this examination. Very briefly, a quick background. Our office is led by Pat McCarthy. Our office is responsible for auditing all public utilities with compliance with energy laws, including the Energy Independence Act and the Clean Energy Transformation Act. And as part of that obligation, we're here to complete the, as Sean mentioned, complete our examination of the 2023 audit period for the renewable requirements of the Energy Independence Act. So what I provided you today is a handout, a couple page handout here on the left, and then a copy of the report that we'll be issuing later this week. And just to go over the results, we'll be issuing a clean, unmodified opinion on compliance on the district's compliance with the requirements, the period January 1st, 2023 through December 31st, 2023. This is the 12th consecutive period the district has complied with these requirements. And to do this work, we did it in two phases. One was to verify the target that the district asserted was developed in accordance with the act, which we found without exception, and that the district complied with that target by using incremental hydro generation and renewable energy credits of a megawatt hour value equivalent to that target, like it's required to do. Throughout the examination, we identified no issues that required recommendations, so we have nothing to report in the area of improvement within or outside of our report. We'd like to thank Marie Morrison for assistance throughout the engagement. The report itself, I'll just touch on a couple pages on it briefly for your reference. Page six. It's titled page six, and that begins the independent accountant's report. And that just talks about the scope of the report and management's responsibility to comply with the act and our responsibility to audit that report, express an opinion on that compliance based on the results of our examination. We perform these in accordance with standards of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the GAO Yellow Book. And on page seven is the clean opinion, the third paragraph down, that the district complied in all material respects with the requirements of the act as of the period ended December 31st, 2023. And that no issues required by our standards be reported were reported. Attachment A is included to describe in detail the renewable energy and renewable energy credits the district retired to meet its target. And that goes on for a few pages. And then at the end, we provide a report user some narrative as to what various terms mean if they're not familiar with what REGIS and what a REC is, so that there's some context to our report. But that's what you can expect from all of this. The second item on the right side is the representation letter. We ask management to sign it as a course of all our engagements. It just goes through some of the assertions that management makes that we rely on through the course of our engagement, and it's required by our standards to submit that and have management provide that. and management provided that without any modification. Do you have any questions?
Nothing that I have any concerns about, but all of these Solar Express, those are is that our microgrid?
Yes, I think that has to do with the Solar Express program that the district has.
And then
Solar Express had to get different.
Pardon?
The Solar Express are different projects than the microgrid. They're not the microgrid.
Right, but the
there are a whole series of projects that we did over the years.
Just in case it's helpful, Garrison Maher, Senior Manager, Power Supply. Solar Express was a legacy program where we partnered with customers. It was part of a state incentive program. And that's how those specific meters came into our system and were registered as a group. In Regis, which is where we establish RECs for regulatory compliance. So it's really a partnership with our customers.
Well, it's very interesting to see some of these that maybe we've had these before, but I didn't remember. Here on Pacific Burlington, that's a biomass.
Correct.
Is that a
yeah, those are renewable energy credits the district acquires from generation from that particular facility.
Is that a landfill?
It's a wood processing plant.
Oh.
So they use wood waste to create heat that generates electricity. That's considered eligible renewable energy.
Yeah, well, this is great.
It is pretty characteristic of the years past. So, yeah, there's anything new there.
Plumber, it's also biomass. Where's Plumber?
I don't.
Any idea?
Idaho's in Idaho.
You know
where Plumber
is?
Plumber's in Idaho.
Oh, thank you. Okay, those are, I think, all
Michael's. Yes. I have no
questions. Excellent. Well, thanks so much
for your hard work.
No, thank you. And thanks to all your staff and your management for all the assistance they provide. Appreciate it very much. If you have any questions, my contact information is provided.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, it is now 8:38 a.m. and our meeting is recessed and the regular meeting will reconvene here in the commission meeting room at 9 a.m.